أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
I hope and pray that you all are all right and will be striving to perform your salah along with new supplications and with total concentration in the best manner, inshallah ta'ala. Let's see what is next after ruku in today's session. We did learn the correct way to do ruku in our last session. What will be the du'as to be recited during our ruku? What will be the proper posture? And I'm hoping every one of you must have tried to attain the correct posture as told. In today's session of Namaz-e-Nabvi, we will see that what we have to do and what we have to recite after we complete our ruku. Standing up straight with ease is called qoma. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to stand with ease after ruku and used to recite dua. When we did ruku, we did recite dua in that position while maintaining the correct posture, monitoring the position of hands, elbows, back, head and knees. We did praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We declared His greatness in that humble position. Remember, we cannot recite any part of Quran in ruku. After ruku, do rafal yadain while standing up straight. It is a narration from Bukhari and Muslim. If we are praying behind Imam or alone, in both cases, while changing position from ruku to qoma, we will recite Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah heard him who praised him. What Allah heard him say? What praises he subhanahu wa ta'ala heard? When we recite Suratul Fatiha, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een. We just worship you and ask only from you. Then we seek the path of the blessed people who were rewarded. We seek refuge from the way of the ones punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the path of ones who were astray and asked a straight path. So after all that, a humble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah says, Allah heard him who praised Allah. After this, if we are muqtadi, meaning we are following Imam in Salah, then we will say, Rabbana walakal hamd. After this, we will recite, Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. Four words and are very important. Rabbana walakal hamd. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi. O Allah, all the praises are for you. Many good and blessed praises. A narration about this dua by Hazrat Rifa bin Rafi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, we were praying salah behind Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. When Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam raised his head from ruku, he said, Sami Allahu liman hamida. Only one muqtadi said, Rabbana walakal hamd. Hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. When Aap sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam finished his salah, then he asked who was the one who said this, meaning who recited these kalimat. The man answered, Ya Rasulullah, it was I. Aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I saw more than 30 angels who were racing to write the rewards of these kalimat. Hazrat Abu Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that when Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to raise his head from ruku, he used to recite, Rabbana lakal hamdu mil as-samawati wal ard wa mil ama shi'ta min shay'in ba'd. أهل الثناء والمجد أحق ما قال العبد وكلنا لك العبد اللهم لا منع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. O Allah, all the praises are for you. A praise that fills the heavens and the earth and what lies between them and whatever else you please. You, Allah, are most worthy of praise and majesty. And what the slave has said, we are all your slaves. O Allah,
There is none who can withhold what you give, and none may give what you have withheld, and the might of the mighty person cannot benefit him against you. A beautiful dua. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us many more different duas. One more thing, many people do not know what is qoma. It should be very clear that standing up straight after ruku is called qoma, and we should take time to do it. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to take his time to stand straight in qoma after ruku. There is a narration by Hazrat Barra radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's ruku, sajda, that is sitting in between sajda and standing in qoma, used to be the same duration. Length used to be the same except qiyam and tashahud. All four, meaning ruku, sajda, jalsa and qoma, with same length of time. And sometimes, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, qoma used to be real long. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated that Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sometimes did such long qoma that people looking used to say that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam might have forgotten. Let's see the summary once. So when we will stand up again once after ruku, we will do rafal yadain while standing. We will take our time. We will say, Sami Allahu liman hamida. رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ. We'll say with ease while taking our time, right? And then after we will go for sajda. We saw that Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam never used to rush and perform ruku, sajda, jalsa and qoma in a hurry. And he took his time and the length used to be the same. When we will do jalsa, then we will see that if we keep the same dua for qoma and jalsa, then its length will be the same too, right? So what we have to do is, we have to memorize this small dua. We will recite, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. Till here, alhamdulillah, everyone knows. Now what we have to do is, that we will pray this dua consciously, that Allah heard who praised him. And then these five words. Hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, mubarakan, fi. Reciting them properly without rushing. And after we will go for sajda. We will do till here today. And we'll try to perform our salah with all of our concentration and consciously. We claim so happily of being Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam's ummah. But yet, we do not follow his sunnah the way we are supposed to. If we can't do exactly the same way what Prophet of Allah did, but shouldn't we even try doing it? We do not know all the du'as, but shouldn't we do something? How were our previous salahs, but shouldn't we change them now? So in order to improve our concentration level in our salah, we have to adapt these sunnahs. We have to memorize some of du'as and have to start changing ourselves. At least some part of it, so we can establish the best salah, so our salah can be coolness of our eyes, peace of our soul, and we can be free of regrets. You will try your level best, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all the best reward. May you get the best results of your salah. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على رسول خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته